Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Well, Warren Buffett, Peter Lynch, Carl Icahn, Charles Schwab, these are some of the most successful investors in the world. Probably you've heard of all of them, if not most of them. They faced the same challenges that you faced, actually, over the past several decades. They've seen markets go up. They've seen markets go down. And somehow, they've managed to stockpile billions of dollars. So how do they do it? And what do they know that we don't know? That's what we're going to tackle this week. John Maxson, we got a great show, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're going to talk about today is we're going to look at the top things that the most successful investors never do that help them incrementally grow their wealth. If you could speak with the world's most successful investors today, like Warren Buffett and some of these guys you mentioned, Pete, what advice would they give you? Well, that'd be a good conversation.
Well, and here's the thing. Everybody wants to tell what they do, but what about what they don't do that is probably as significantly important?
Yep, that's exactly right. So today we're going to look at why the most successful investors never forget the golden rule of it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
That's a biggie.
We're going to talk about that. Why they never take unnecessary risks, plus why they never underestimate the value of expert advice.
Yeah, that's good stuff and more. So, it's nice to know what these guys are doing. We may never have billions. Some will have millions. Some will have hundreds of thousands. But it's all significant in our world if that's what we're leaning on for retirement. You know, it's nice to know what they're doing. But, boy, equally important, as we said, is not, you know, what they don't do. And so, number one, as I've read up on this, John has too, we've studied these guys to learn what we can share with our clients. Number one, they never wing it or go it alone. And John, how many times do we see people who, you know, and I mean, you know, we're not making fun of anybody or putting them down, but it's just a fact. When you walk away from the meeting, you're like, wow, if I were to summarize this up, these people are just winging it.
Yeah, they are. And they're referred to a lot of times as do-it-yourself investors. And a lot of times, Pete, we get asked from prospective clients that will come in, they'll say, well, can I just do it myself? Mm-hmm. You can. I mean, some people can be successful at that. It does take a lot of time and it does take resources. And one of the things that, of course, we notice with some, not all folks, is that it's really easy to feel good about the investments that you have when the market is going up.
Yeah, and here's the thing, John. I could build my own house. Now, don't laugh too loud.
I'll try not to, because that right there is, I don't know where you're going with that example,
Well, you'll like the next part.
Okay, I'll try.
I could, but I shouldn't.
No, you should.
Would you say
a
hearty amen? I could, although I'm not even sure if I could fix my own car, but I shouldn't. I could try to do surgery on myself, but I shouldn't. There's a lot of things that I guess if you study up, and I guess you can get on YouTube these days, the kids have taught me this, and you can pretty well figure out how to do anything and do it on your own. But wow, this is so vitally important, and getting all aspects of it right, I think it would be scary, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you that when you think about some of these investors we've talked about, some of the most successful investors that we know, even here in Middle Tennessee, they value professional advice.
Yeah.
They just absolutely value professional advice. They understand the need for a great financial team. Even we do here at Beacon.
And I can think of three or four clients right now that, you know what, they've done well in their career and they've done well in their investments. And they've come in and they've showed me what they've done, but they're getting ready to retire. And I'm like, well, do you really even need me? And they're like, listen, this has been fine to kind of do it on my own up until now, but it's too critical in the retirement stage. And even they knew, and they probably know more than the average bear about investing in finances.
Well, it's a completely different stage of life when you're entering into retirement, and it really starts with a plan. And a lot of folks that are just doing investments, even if they're doing it successfully on their own, all they have is a stockpile of investments.
Yeah.
Right? But a plan is, it's going to identify and it's going to address many things that you're going to face in retirement. So a financial game plan is going to include things like a plan to maximize your Social Security.
Okay? Yeah, and I've never had anybody come in here that fully had figured out on their own how to maximize their Social Security.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is when and how you take Social Security is going to impact your investments.
Everything else.
Everything else. It's all connected. How much you pay in taxes is going to be affected by that. So that's one very important critical point. But then we have things like, how are you going to generate sustainable income that's dependable and adjust for inflation in retirement? And then, Pete, this one we just continue to talk about over and over and over again, because we can't overstate this enough. What is your plan to reduce your taxes in retirement, which could be one of the biggest debts or bills that you have?
Yeah, and these and more are things that we're actually going to highlight throughout today's show, so hope you stay with us. And by the way, we forgot to give this out earlier, so I just want you to keep this handy, because if we talk about anything during the show today that you just want to set up a meeting about or ask us, 615-619-1615. You can kind of write that down, 615-619-1615, and just keep that handy. Chances are you'll want to call in at some point. But yeah, reducing those taxes, John, it seems like if I have 8 to 10 meetings in a week, 8 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 have the question about, Pete, what can you do or what can your team do to help me reduce taxes? Because I'm beginning to realize that a lot of my investments, I defer the taxes during my working years, which felt really good at the time. But then, you know, maybe it isn't going to be as painless in my retirement years as it was during my working years.
Yeah. And, you know, Pete, you remember back a couple of weeks ago, we were in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was a little warmer there than it is here in Middle Tennessee.
You bet.
But we were speaking to a fairly large group of financial advisors from around the country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we were talking to these financial advisors about was the fact that taxes today are cheap.
Yeah.
And remember, some of the reactions of even the financial advisors in the room was almost one of laughter.
I'm not sure.
That's right. And so regardless, we're in a political season and our country's kind of divided politically. But one of the things you can rally everybody around is nobody wants to pay a bunch of more money in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talked about tax planning and the need to look at the current rates, which are low by comparison to where they've been historically, that was something that even on the advisor side, many of the people who were sitting in that room had never even looked at personally, and in particular for their clients.
And then once we started really highlighting it, you could see that they were like, oh man, this is something that I've got to develop a great plan for my clients. And then how to keep a step ahead of inflation. And then here's a biggie. A strategy to withdraw money out of your IRA, 401k, and other things. All you've done is put into them for 30 to 40 years. How do I draw those out? And what about the sequence of withdrawals and that kind of thing? And then how do these big investors, how do they keep their fees and expenses down? And then what do they do, if anything, about having a plan for skyrocketing costs of healthcare and then long-term care and so on? So, you know, there's just a lot. There's Medicare and so on, John, that there's a lot of pieces to put together. We do this all day, every day, and, you know, it's ominous for us. Well, I can't imagine somebody trying to do it on their own, and that's why these guys don't do it without help. Here's the thing. None of this just happens automatically. You have to take action. Anything that you've done in life, you have to take some action, and we want to help you take that action. Give us a call right now, 615-619-1615. to schedule what we call a private high net worth analysis. We want to work with you. We want to help you answer your questions, let you visit and see our team. 615-619-1615. Again, that's 615-619-1615.
Well, the most successful investors would never put all their eggs in one basket, especially when it comes to generating income in retirement. When we come back, we're going to talk about the reasons for that, so don't go away.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
If you could speak with the world's wealthiest investors today, what investment advice do you think they would give you? What are you doing? What are these world-class investors, what would they never do? Are these the very things that are preventing you from growing your wealth? Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson here with my cohort, John Maxson. And today we're looking at the top things the most successful investors never do that help them incrementally grow their wealth. And in the first section, what we talked about was these folks would never go it alone. They would never try to do everything on their own because they realize that as good as they are at is investing and making money in life, they don't know everything there is to know about all the aspects of a good retirement plan. But there's more things, John, that they would never do.
Yeah. Number two that we want to talk about is they're never going to take more risk or too much risk. Not that they don't take any, but they're never going to take on too much risk. You know, nearly every new client, Pete, that we meet with is taking on far more risk than they know about. And more importantly, than they need to take at this stage of their life to really support their retirement. Proper asset allocation diversification can help protect you in just about any kind of market that you can imagine. And, you know, Pete, here's the thing that I don't understand about risk for a lot of people that come into our office. If you had more risk than what you thought you had, and if you didn't need to take that much risk to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life, why would you take that risk?
Yeah.
Right? I don't understand that. And so I think understanding your risk that you have right now is really important.
And I think a lot of people feel like the people who have all the big money, the Warren Buffetts and so on, and the big investors, that they've taken so much more risk than other people. A lot of times they take less risk. It's what they don't lose in the bad years. It's amazing sometimes to read how much money that Warren Buffett and some of these guys have on the sidelines when other people are going all in.
$128 billion, according to the third quarter reports, Warren Buffett's company. $128 billion, not million, billion on the sidelines of the market.
Yeah, and it's what he didn't lose in the last big meltdown and what he was able then to put back in at the right time. Those are the kind of things that these kind of guys understand is not just what you make. It's so hard to win it back once you've lost it.
Yeah, that's right. And especially if you're retired and you're taking out income because it compounds the effect. You know, we talked last segment about fees. So let me just run through a scenario for you. Are we going to have a correction? Well, at some point, we just started and finished the only decade in U.S. stock market history that we started the decade and ended it without a recession. Now, we're in an election year. Does that mean we're going to get a recession or a correction here? Not necessarily. There's some really strong things in the economy, but then there's some other things that not a lot of people are talking about. For example, debt, household debt. Right now in America, and by the way, consumer spending drives 70% of our economy. Household debt in America today is at an all-time high. And so even if this market continues to go forward, at some point it's going to correct. And if you had too much risk on your investments, would you want to know about that before something happens when you can lock in some of your gains and maybe take some of your income for the next couple of years just out of gains? Would you want to know about that before something happens or after the fact?
Yeah, and you know, we're not saying for a second, we sure don't hope it happens that the market could lose 50%. But just to give you an illustration, if the market does lose 50%, you don't just need 50% to replace that. You need 100%. 100%. So It's what you don't lose in the bad years, and understanding the sequence of returns risk. And when you retire, John, you know, we've gone through this good bull market, but what do we know about people who retire at the worst time, when it's just the first 2 years or so are in a bear market in their retirement? And that could be for some people who plan to retire right away if they don't do something different.
Well, it can be devastating. Yeah. It can be absolutely devastating because, you know, not having a good income plan, regardless of whether the market goes up or down, because the market is going to go up or down. It's that's just what the market does, right? Yeah. I mean, that's not very profound, but that's what it does. But if you don't have a formal or written income plan and you're in retirement, and if your sole goal is to beat the S&P 500 and you just adopt what's called the 4% rule. Now, we think that that is a flawed philosophy because let's take a point in time, Pete, back in 2000, which I know that was 20 years ago, but you can apply this to 2008. If people retired in 2000, the market was down 42% over 3 years. So if you were pulling out 4% a year in income because you were retired and, you know, when you're retired, you still have bills.
And you want to live a little.
And you want to live a little, right? You're down about 54% 3 years into retirement. And,
wow.
But let's add one more layer to that. What about the fees you're paying? Fees aren't waived in the down years of the market. So those even compound the problem further. And so usually when we walk through that and we talk about sequence of returns and sequence of withdrawals, people say, well, John, are you against the market? Not at all. We want the market to do well, don't we, Pete? I mean,
Every day I wake up hoping and praying that it goes up.
But the bottom line is what we're against is people becoming what we call a forced seller in a down market, which is what you have to be if you don't have an income plan. And sometimes I think that, you know, people aren't asking the right questions. It's not a question you should be asking yourself is not, will the market go up or down? It's going to go up or down. The question is, what is going to happen to you and your personal situation? What's going to happen to your family if the market goes down or if the market goes up? That's a much different question. And one of the reasons that you really need to understand your risk that you have with your portfolio and making sure you have an income plan to support your lifestyle.
Yeah, and a couple of great articles that back this up. CNBC, retiring in a down market can mean two-thirds less money for the rest of your life. And then another article from Fidelity, and I quote, rebalancing is a key to maintaining risk levels over time. And the goal of diversification is not necessarily to boost performance. It won't ensure gains or guarantee against losses. But once you target a level of risk based on your goals, time horizon, tolerance of volatility, you can't just depend on the market going up all the time. If you are within 2 to 5 years, maybe even 10 of retirement, you really need to call and get a rebalance, an allocation, a second opinion to really see how much volatility and how much risk you actually have. And the way to do that is call 615-619-1615.
Well, Pete, it's kind of sad because we know people are going to put this stuff off, right? When you talk about rebalancing your portfolio, it takes a little bit of time, but you need to do it. And there could be a significant price to pay if you put this off too long. It could ultimately postpone your opportunity to retire or shift how you retire. So let us show you how you could potentially do more with your investments while potentially reducing your risk. If you saved at least $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to call the show right now. Our number is 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. That's 615-619-1615. If you're the kind of person who needs to make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement, give us a call today, 615-619-1615.
And coming up next, why the most successful investors never pay a nickel more than they have to in taxes, and that little known strategy, and maybe even more, that could help you save thousands of dollars in retirement. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now. 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Well, what do the uber wealthy know about investing their money that you don't know but you need to know? And what do they never do that you're doing right now with the money that you've saved? That could be the thing that's preventing you from growing your wealth. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Max. And today we're looking at top things the most successful investors never do that help them incrementally grow their wealth. And Pete, you know, coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about why the most successful investors don't just prepare their taxes. They have a strategy that's forward looking. But before we get into that, we talk about a lot of this stuff we're talking about in today's radio show at the events that we do. And I know we've got some events coming up that there's a few spots left. So tell us about the events that we have coming up that people can take advantage of.
Yeah, through the rest of this month and then into March, a lot going on March 5th, 10th, 19th, 24th. You don't have to remember all these dates, but you do need to remember this, 615-619-1615. Again, that's 615-619-1615. So you want to hear about the SECURE Act. It has already taken effect in 2020. How will it affect your IRA and tax burden to your heirs? That's a biggie. How about tax reduction strategies, market volatility, estate and legacy planning, retirement income, health care, Medicare? These are all the things that we deal with at our live events that we'd love for you to come. If you haven't been to one of our events recently and you like good restaurant and great information, we'd love to shake your hand and meet you. Give us a call, 615-619-1615, and ask what events are coming up that you might want to be a part of. But back to our subject at hand, we're talking about these big investors that you may have heard about, and they don't just have a few thousand dollars or even a few million, but hundreds of million, even into the billions. And you kind of want to know, what do the uber rich do? What do these big investors know that we don't know? Well, one, they know that they shouldn't go at this all by themselves. They have a lot of helpers along the way, specialists in tax planning, income planning, Medicare, Social Security, and much, much more. You know, these are the things that they understand, and they understand that it's not just how much you make in the good years, it's what you don't lose in the bad years. And number three, they don't just prepare their taxes, they have a plan that helps them, John, save thousands of dollars, sometimes to them, millions and millions of dollars in taxes. I want to know what those things are, don't you?
Well, absolutely, because the truth is taxes could be your biggest expense in retirement, regardless of the income that you're making in retirement. In fact, the more money you have stashed away in your various retirement accounts, the more at risk you are to rising taxes that are eventually going to come. If you don't have a tax-efficient investment strategy, it could cost you thousands upon thousands of dollars, probably, and possibly more in some cases. And so, you know, when you talk about taxes, one of the things that you'll hear a lot of people say is that the rich people out there don't pay taxes. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but I will tell you that people that have saved money, that have an effective tax plan, what that means, or a forward-looking tax plan, is that they're looking at the tax laws as they are on the books today and utilizing every ethical and legal resource that I can to pay my taxes, but not leave a tip. No one wants to leave a tip in taxes. And, you know, Pete, when we talk to most people, they have investments, whether they're stocks or mutual funds or whatever they may have, but very few people have a plan. In fact, I can't remember one that I've seen specifically where it was really a button-up tax plan to reduce taxes throughout retirement. And I'll tell you, I believe that retirees do less time planning for taxes in retirement because they feel like they have very little control. But the opposite is really true. Mm-hmm. It's a point in their life where they have more control than at any other point in their life on the taxes that they pay, especially if they have a plan.
And if you're on a fixed income, which essentially that's what you are in retirement, don't you want the most tax efficiency out of your money then than any other time in your life? You can afford to pay some of the taxes when you're working. When you're retired, you need every dollar for yourself. And so we've all bought into this idea of immediate gratification. And let's kick the can down the road, and then we'll worry about it when we're retired. But then we get tons of people that watch our television show each Saturday morning here in the Nashville area. It's on the NBC channel right after the morning news, after the Today Show, and then listen to our radio show, and they're like, you know, you guys talk about the fact that you can maybe voluntarily pay some of the taxes at a very low rate so you can actually benefit in later years when taxes will likely go up and, you know, actually pay now so you can play later. And so, yeah, John, everybody seemingly wants that immediate gratification, but sometimes delayed gratification is not a bad thing either.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of dissatisfied investors, in my opinion,
yep,
in the future. And if you think about this, let me just walk you through a scenario. We have in this country a 23, it was 22, now it's just crossed 23. 23.
Doesn't take long to catch up another trillion, does
another
it?
Another trillion. Woo. I mean, you think about that. I mean, sometimes I think we talk about $23 trillion like it's lunch money or something.
$2,300 like
or right, something. That's exactly right. I mean, I'm in the financial business, and I have to admit, some days it's hard for me to get my yep. mind around a number that is that big. But mm-hmm. those are the facts.
Yeah.
The facts are that in this country, we have a $23 trillion debt, and it's climbing every single
day. How's it going to get paid, John?
Well, we got two choices.
Millennials going to likely pay it, the 18 to 25-year-olds?
The millennials, I think, sometimes don't think they're going to pay it, but everybody's going to pay it.
Everybody is.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so the government, I'm pretty sure, is going to pay their bills.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're going to pay their bills. And so here's what I would walk you through. So if a $23 trillion debt makes sense to you, that is just an enormous debt. Hmm. And at the same time, you believe that the government will pay their debt, then the government then has two choices or two ways they can pay that debt. Okay. So what are the two choices? Well, the first choice is they can cut spending, right?
They could.
Or they can raise taxes. So if you want to put your hope in the government cutting spending, then maybe you don't do any tax planning. But if you think that more than likely the government will not cut spending, they will increase taxes. That's my opinion. That's what I think mm-hmm. is going to happen. If you could influence that number today to pay a lot less taxes down the road, the question I have is, when would you want to get started with that?
We'd love the opportunity to help you and your family develop more in the bucket of taxed seldom.
You can pay taxes now, or you can pay them down the road. And if you live 20, 30 years in retirement, which most people will, you know, statistically speaking, you're going to probably pay far more taxes down the road. Just, again, I know I'm kind of beating this thing up, just alone based on the size of the national debt. Well, have you ever wondered, how do other people get away with paying fewer taxes than everyone else? How do they do that? What's their strategy? Well, we'll show you exactly what these strategies are and how you could potentially save thousands upon thousands of dollars in taxes over time with our tax reduction analysis. In this customized analysis, you're going to quickly learn the strategies that could help you save thousands of dollars with your IRA, 401k, and other retirement accounts. We're also going to talk about an overlooked opportunity with the Trump tax plan that could be a financial windfall for you and your family. Plus, how you could avoid or minimize paying taxes on things like your Social Security benefits.
Yeah, some advisors may charge hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for a customized analysis, but we won't charge you a dime. To learn how, if you can qualify, call 615-619-1615. This is your opportunity to learn how you could possibly save thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in taxes, with your IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits, Medicare, and more. If you'd like to schedule a meeting coming up this week or the next, 615-619-1615. So coming up in our next segment, why most successful investors would never, ever put all their eggs in one basket, especially when it comes to generating income. This is what we're going to talk about when we come back. But again, that number one more time, 615-619-1615.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, one of our favorite Warren Buffett quotes is simply this: you only have to do a few things right in your life, so long as you don't do too many things wrong. Boy, there's a lot of truth to that. Welcome back to the Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Today, we're looking at top things the most successful investors never do that help them incrementally grow their wealth. Coming up in our final segment, we're going to reveal the simplest strategies the rich use to make their money, make money in retirement, plus why the rich care more about their Social Security benefits than you'd think that they would care about, and why you should too.
Yeah, there's already been some great advice, I think, given today on don't try to go this on your own. Make sure that you rebalance. Make sure that you have a great tax plan and more. But here's a biggie. These smart and wealthy investors don't rely on one source of income. It's not just one. It's many sources. So are you working with an advisor that has many different sources of income? John, I met with a client just recently that had listened to our radio show. In fact, the lady had listened for quite some time. Finally, she talked her husband into listening to it, and he liked what he heard. And after a few weeks, they scheduled an appointment. Now they've been working with Beacon the last 2 or 3 months. And one of the things they were telling me is that they were working with a firm, and you know, retirement was coming up because now this gentleman retired at the end of December. And so they started talking about, well, what strategies? And basically, there were two things that they could do, John. They could take their $1 million plus and put it all into one immediate annuity to guarantee income for the rest of their life. So that was one. Just put 100% into this annuity, and it would never run out of income. But basically, when they died, the money's all gone. Essentially put it in their sock drawer and just pulled out $50,000 a year until, you know, they died, and then that was it. So that was one. They didn't like the sounds of that. And they said, well, what's plan B? And that was to put 100% of it into the stock market, take the ups and downs of the market. If it makes 20% and loses 50, and just hope for the best, and that over time the market makes money, and that, you know, that would be a good way. And they were like, this is it. There's two solutions. There's no in between. There's no combos. There's like, it was like door number one and door number two. Guess what? Door number three was, we're going to go visit the Beacon Boys.
Yep.
And they have a very diversified income plan today and feel really, really good about what we've put in place, which is a combination of many things, which is typically what everybody needs. You don't put all your eggs in one basket when it comes to investing. And surely not when it comes to income.
Well, it's true. And successful retirements, they're not built on assets, or to a large degree, not even the amount of money you've saved. Obviously, you got to have money to produce income. But they're built on your ability to generate income in retirement. And that's, you can't overstate that enough. And the rich know that they never pass up on a chance to put their money to work. In fact, that is exactly how they've generated their wealth throughout their lives. But unfortunately, generating income is tougher for the average Joe than the wealthy. And one of the things that I want to say about income, Pete, that I think is really important, is that we talk to our clients about what we call income gaps.
Yeah.
And the average couple in America that is retired or is retiring will typically, not always, but typically experience two income gaps. Mm-hmm. And the first income gap is when you first retire. And an income gap, by definition, is just the difference between what you get from fixed sources like Social Security and pensions, if you're fortunate enough to have one, and what it costs you to support your standard of living. So a couple typically has an income gap when they first retire, and then they typically have a second income gap at the passing of one of the spouses, which if that spouse was the higher income earner, there can be some real problems if you don't plan for that. And how many times, Pete, the people come into our office and we say to them, show us your written income plan, and they look at us like we're nuts. Like, you know, they've never
like
had anybody.
Three heads.
Right.
What's that?
Yeah, they have no idea what we're talking about because it's never been modeled for them. And so having this diversified income plan is really critical, but it also starts with something a lot of people, they're surprised when we talk to them about this, but it starts with Social Security.
Yeah.
And not having a plan on Social Security for a lot of folks is a major problem. It's a major risk. You know, I was sitting down with a couple just earlier this week, and they were 63 years old, and they were about to turn their Social Security on. And so I said to them, have you really thought through the cause and effect of what this decision is going to mean for your family? And they said, well, it's just going to give us income. We're retired and we really need the income. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, there's a couple of things. I said, if you take it now in early retirement before you have full retirement, which for them was 66 and 3 months for the husband and 66 and 4 months for the wife. I said, if you take it now, you're signing up for a permanent 25% penalty, or the Social Security Administration calls it a reduction, and increased taxes on your Medicare premiums potentially for the rest of your life. So I want to have a plan for that to make sure that I'm going to be able to maximize the most. And because if you can maximize the most out of things like Social Security, it really takes the pressure off
all the
from your
things.
Investments to produce income. So all this stuff works hand in hand.
Yeah, even these wealthy guys, they get Social Security and they want to maximize it because that means that they can do more with the other monies. And that just makes all the sense in the world. So do you have a strategy for that? Do you have an income plan, or do you just have an income hope? At Beacon, we want to supply you with an income plan. So what I'm about to tell you defies conventional wisdom about claiming your Social Security benefits. The traditional rules of thumb that you should always delay claiming Social Security as long as you can to get a bigger benefit check is not always the best thing for everybody. In some cases, John, it is. So how do you know what's best for you?
Well, in fact, I would say that if you've made a good living, if you've been a good saver, and let's say you've saved over $1 million, delaying your benefits could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars and possibly more. And the reason why is because there's more to this decision than just your benefits. You could potentially trigger an avalanche of taxes. You know, we've talked about a lot of taxes today, taxes on your investments, but it's also taxes on your Social Security. You could potentially double your Medicare premiums. Mm. That wouldn't be good. And forfeit some or all of your spousal benefits, depending on your situation. The bottom line is there's a lot more at stake here than meets the eye. And the decision could cost you a small fortune if you don't do it correctly. So if you've saved at least $1 million, I will personally run a customized analysis that's going to show you exactly what we're talking about on the Social Security Maximization Report and the strategy that will yield you and your family the most throughout retirement could be exactly opposite of what you're thinking about doing right now. Well, to schedule your free, customized, high net worth Social Security analysis, call me directly at 615-619-1615. That's 615-619-1615. That number one more time, 615-619-1615.
Yeah, or if any of the things that we talked about today you want to learn more about, having a great tax plan, meeting with someone or an office that handles all aspects of your retirement, income, investments, tax planning, Medicare and Social Security, health care, estate planning, and more, we'd love the opportunity. Again, that number is 615-619-1615. Well, it goes by so quickly, John. Our time is up for this week. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime. Again, 615-619-1615 to learn more about how we can help you on the topics that we discussed here today or something else of your choosing that has to do with retirement and investing. You can also go to askbeaconnow.com. Until next week, I'm Pete Benson. I'm here with John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments.
Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.